This is a life takeaway that I confess to you does not fit the sermon, but I cannot walk by it from the text. I've just got to give it to you. And that's this. Clearly, the priority of personal evangelism for the people of God. Clearly, the priority of personal evangelism. Philip personally engaged in evangelism to any and all persons that God sent him to and that came under his life and ministry and contact. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to mention this because I think we're making a gigantic mistake today. I think we're making a gigantic mistake today in that we think the way we're going to reach the world for Christ is to redefine worship from worship and make worship services evangelistic endeavors. Before anybody throws something at me, I believe clearly every time God's word is sung, read, and preached, Christ ought to be exalted, the gospel explained, the believer encouraged and equipped, and those who don't know Christ, seekers drawn to Christ. But we will not turn the world upside down by getting the world into the salt shaker. It's when the salt gets out of the salt shaker in the world that it was turned upside down. It was when they were scattered from Jerusalem that the gospel went. It's not when the church gathers. It's when it gathers, it does its great work in worship and disciple making. To do evangelism, its thrust of evangelism is when it is scattered. That means me and you.